Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. So I made a promise yesterday to you guys that I was going to be stepping it up, practicing what I preach, because every year when we get into like these holiday weeks, my biggest pet peeve is how people slack. Now, I want to be clear about this, because right away you might be saying, wow, I mean, like, you know, is this guy like insensitive and like hate the holidays? What a miserable dude this Uncle Paul guy is. I absolutely love the holidays. My issue is that we tend, especially like here in the States, we've got what should be a four-day weekend that's going to be milked into like a 7 to 8 day slack fest. Especially when you start weighing in the fact that a lot of people here in the US went and just kind of mentally checked out Monday through Wednesday. And then after the 4 day weekend on Monday, I mean, you know, you can't just jump right back into business, right? So a lot of wasted time occurs, and it's gonna happen again as we get into that week between Christmas and New Year's. So what I decided to do this year is really show you guys that, hey, I'm stepping it up too. I think when the whole world wants to mentally check out, especially our competitors, we've got an opportunity to pounce, and we should actually be increasing the amount of touches that we're making and certainly the outreach that we're trying. So that's kind of why I'm doing this, but I have a very timely tip for you. Now, this particular tip is something that you should do this week for sure. I want you to do it again when we're in that week between Christmas and New Year's, and certainly any time a holiday or a peak vacation week occurs. And you ready for this? I want you to send an email. I want you to send an email to all the people out there that you're hoping to do business with or remain top of mind with. And the reason why, now you might be thinking, like, why the heck would this idiot tell us to send an email when people are out of office and they're, like, you know, on vacations and enjoying the holidays? Well, there's several reasons. And the top reason is a little something something called that out-of-office reply email that you get. You know, that automated thing. And what's really cool about that, and I don't even want to say this 10 times fast, the out-of-office reply email, is that many times in the auto-signature, you can now get their direct line. How cool is that? Many cases, they will include their cell phone number. A quick caveat about the cell phone number. Nobody's saying that, hey, and call them on Thanksgiving on their cell. I think that would be a suicide mission. I'm not saying that you do that. I'm saying that, like, it would not be a bad thing to have this in your back pocket. You never know. Maybe somewhere later on in the sales cycle, you'll wish that you had that contact information. But also, this one is my favorite. Many times in that out-of-office reply that you get, you get additional contact information. In my absence, please contact so-and-so. And here's the best part. Sometimes it's a better contact than the one that you've been kind of pushed off on, right? We've all had that happen. So that's like like my main reasons why I think you should do it. But I saved one of the best reasons for last. I alluded to it before. It's an opportunity for you to stand out. I promise you, the world, especially your competitors, have decided to just slow it down and slack. So your email that you're going to send is not going to be one of hundreds that they usually receive over a period of time. So I promise you, yours will probably be right there. So your decision is this, as far as this week goes. You could either do it on Thanksgiving, or certainly you could do it on Black Friday. Now today, right now, as I'm recording this, it's around 2:30 Eastern time. Some of you, depending on your time zone, you might even be able to do it today because you're gonna get some out of office like responses. I don't think it would be as effective today. I would lean more toward Thanksgiving and certainly on Black Friday, because most of us are gonna be on a 4 day weekend. And that's really what I have for you. Try it then, but make a note to self that you're gonna do this again between the week between Christmas and New Year's. And before you go, would you do me a favor? If you've been finding value in this podcast and these quick tips that I'm being, would you please head on over to yoursalesplaybook.com/Black Friday. We have this really cool sale going on where the coaching program is discounted. Several of my on-demand webinars are discounted. I even announced the brand new course that's going to be launching in January. It's been several years since we've had a new course. It's just been webinars. That's all I've had time to do. So now we've got this brand new course. I've never done anything like it. And the information is not only there on the Black Friday event, but a really aggressive early registration discount. I mean, how cool is that? So if you would you please stop by yoursalesplaybook.com/Black Friday. And with that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I'm wishing you all a happy and healthy Thanksgiving.